Hello, my name is Lillian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily. Achieving gender equality and women's well-being in all aspects of life is more crucial than ever if we want to create prosperous economies and a healthy planet. Hence, the theme for this year's International Women's Day is Invest in Women and Accelerate Progress. Well, you're welcome to this special episode of Nigeria Daily. Else, we'll be having a conversation with two women who will tell us ways women in Nigeria could be invested in, and how women can support women more. Let's listen to our conversation.
My name is Rukaiya Jafar Suleiman from Baga Local Government, Kano State, and I'm the executive director of the Health and Youth Development Organization.
All right, ma. My name is Saada Tahir from Kaduna State. I'm a digital marketer and social media marketing specialist.
Rukaiya, let's get to you. In your experience so far as a woman, do you think women have been invested enough by the government and society in general?
If you use the word enough, then I think it's not enough.
Okay.
Because up to now, we still have a lot of issues with poverty among women, lack of education. Some, they don't even understand what they want before we even go into education. So is the women haven't been invested enough up to now. Maybe if we go on advocating, involving the government and non-profit organizations and maybe companies also, there is a lot of other people that individual also can invest in women. But it depends. But up to now, women were not being invested enough.
So now let's talk about kind of investment that needs to be put in women. What kind of, where do you see women in Nigeria? What kind of investment are you looking for to be put in into women in the country, in Nigeria, that we have? What are your expectations?
Okay, like if I want women to be invested, like in which sectors?
Yes.
Okay, I think there are various sectors we have, such as education, healthcare, entrepreneurship, and leadership.
Okay.
So all these sectors, they are very important, and women can be invested in these sectors. And
okay.
The type of, and you asked me about sector, or with the type of the investment needed.
Yes.
That it can vary depending on the specific area. Maybe it depends if the government wants to do it, or maybe if any non-profit organization or individual want to invest in anywhere, whether in your community or in your area or in your state or in Nigeria as a whole. It depends on which investment you want, depending on the specific area. But the investment generally, it includes financial resources, mentorship, training program, access to network, and policy support. I think these are the main thing that is needed.
Okay. So, but what is your take on how Nigerian women have grown so far, you know, with getting themselves involved in several things, you know, in governance? We see that in politics, women are beginning to come out a little bit. We see that in the tech world, women are beginning to stand out. In policy making, women are beginning to lend their voice. So do you think women are really putting themselves out there?
Yes, now I think women are having the voice. Because is it Adamawa, Yola, we have contested for governor, right? And there are other reps, representatives, state representatives, that women win. So I think politically, women now, we are having more advances. Some, they are coming up boldly, joining the politics, and even contesting for a positions. Before, that is all not happening. But now, in that area, there is progress. But up to now, in some areas, there is, at some point, that is lacking, especially in the rural areas. Even in the urban areas, there are some areas that they are lacking. They cannot stand on their, for their selves. Even they cannot even voice out to tell somebody. So I think that kind of areas, rural and that kind of urban areas, they need more awareness.
All right, let's get to you, Saada. Now, let's go back to talking about women. What's your take on investment of women in digital space? You are in the digital space and you're seeing it evolve. What's your take on how women have been invested in that space in Nigeria?
Actually, they are not invested that much. Like women are still lacking on the digital aspects. Don't have much women like I don't know, it feels like when you are in the digital world, like it's a men dominated like field. So like we still need a lot of women in this field, which I don't know, Sha. The progress is really slow.
Okay. But compared to where it was when you first started, don't you think there's an improvement?
There is, but like I said, like the progress is really, really slow. I think, like, I don't know if women need to be encouraged more, you know, to join the digital space.
So, but so far, what's your take on women's involvement in other aspects of in Nigeria in terms of governance, policy, tech? You know, what's your take on women's involvement? Are they doing better?
Yeah, they are doing better compared to those days, you know. At least we have women in politics now, even though, like, I don't know, we haven't had any female governor or female president yet, but at least we are getting there gradually. We have a lot of women in politics now to some extent. Some almost won the election. So I think, like, that, you know, fear of joining politics because we feel like it's just for men, it's, like, reducing in our minds.
Okay. But we're going on break. To stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. And we're currently in the studio having a conversation with Rukayat and Saadatu, where they're talking about women's investment in Nigeria and ways that women could be invested better to accelerate progress and growth. Well, let's get back to our conversation.
Do you think women support women enough?
No, it's not enough.
Okay. Women, why do you say so?
Because there are some issues among us women, especially when it comes to lifting your fellow women to a higher position or to progress in everything, whether in daily life or work and working environments, even in schools. We have that kind of envy and jealousy among ourselves.
Okay. So that's, do you agree?
Yes, I agree 100%. You know, before they used to say that a woman's happy and truthful moment with her fellow woman is when a man is not involved in between. But these days, it's not like that. Like, a woman's greatest enemy is a woman. A woman's most scary image is a woman. A woman's most jealous state is a woman. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with us women. Like, we see our fellow women as a competition. Even if a man is not involved, like Rukaya said, in a working environment, in our daily life, in business, in schools, everywhere, like you have that feeling of, oh, I don't want her to come and pass me. So it's like we are not lifting ourselves enough.
But personally, Sadatu, have you experienced it? Have you experienced a woman tearing you down for something, you know, anything in life?
Yes, I did. I think, and I think we all did at some point. Maybe not much, but we all have our share of experience, one way or the other.
How about you, Rukaya? Have you experienced it?
100%. Not more. Okay. Not once. I think more than twice.
So how did you handle it, and how did it make you feel?
I didn't show any sign of I even understand what she's doing. So I just let it go like that. Up to now, she did not even know I knew about it.
How did it make you feel?
I feel a little bit down for a day. Then later on, I think it depends on even your way of understanding. Then later on, I said, what's the point of doing all this? Everyone has his own private life. Let me just forget about it. I don't even want to know that I experienced this or I understand what she's trying to do. That's all.
How did you handle it and how did it make you feel?
Well, you know, I mean, I believe that this world is big enough for everyone, for the eagle and the whatever. So for me, I just like, you know, walk away. And then if one person is trying to bring you down, God will bring another person that is willing to lift you up. So you should not just dwell on that person that's, you know, trying to bring you down or like see your downfall or anything. So I just like walk away and, you know, try to look for other opportunities elsewhere.
Alice, you saw that. What's your word out there to women when it comes to investing in other women for International Women's Day?
The first stage, I think it's for us to love ourselves, love each other. Like, if we don't love each other, I think the love is not enough. Like, there's so much hate already in this world. So we need much more love for ourselves. Like, if we love each other, the person you love, like, you truly love, you know, sorry, I'm not trying to bring religious something here, but there's a saying that in Islam that you should love for your brother what you love for yourself. If only like women will follow this saying, like there's going to be like a lot of progress in the women's world. So I think the first thing is for us to love each other, you know, lift each other up without expecting anything in return.
How about you, Rukaya? What's your word out there to women on International Women's Day and investing in themselves?
Okay, it's same as what Sa'ada just said, but in addition, like, we should keep on helping ourselves. Even maybe sometimes we'll feel like, oh, this Rukaya or Sa'ada is better than me. We'll feel something. Just forget about that thing. Just do what is good for other people, not only for yourself. You can help your fellow woman, even if you have the opportunity and the criteria you didn't fill in, at least you should do something, even if it is not your neighbor or your next neighbor, even in your community or in your family, you can send or give the opportunity to any other fellow woman, even if it is outside you met her, at least try to communicate, connect the dots. Know yourselves, each other's, make some connections and help yourself all throughout.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.